hospital, you know, keep rolling a Jeep or something. But some of the soldiers used to steal the Jeep every once in a while, and three of them went out one night and got half stoned, I guess, and rolled it, and they were in hospital. In fact, we left one of them over there in hospital. When we left, he was still in hospital. We left him there, and he got back later. But that was the only casualties that we had.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't much illness. Very fortunate, because we had all these.
You have your own MO, or?
We had an Australian dentist, and we didn't have an MO, but there were MOs in the area we could get if we wanted them. But no, we didn't. We were on Adderbrin all the time. We we had these Anopheles mosquitoes all over the place, millions of them. And what we protected ourselves in the evenings with long sleeves and long pants and so on. But not one, one man got malaria. And the only reason he got malaria was because he wasn't taking his Adderbrin. When we came home, we looked like Chinese. We were all yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we were on Adderbrin all the time we were there.
Mm-hmm. That and the pet chameleons kept the mosquitoes.
Well, they helped.
Well, Major Kohler, I want to thank you very, very much for spending this time. And I'm sure that Professor Roy will be pleased to receive your booklet.
And I know I just rambled on.
Yeah.
Pick out what he likes.
Yeah. Perhaps you'd like to.
Have you any questions you would like to ask?
I was wondering how the Canadians and the Australians got along together.
We got along beautifully. In Australia, there were Americans, there were British, Canadians, Australians, and Dutch. The British couldn't get along with the Americans. The Australians couldn't get along with the Americans. The Dutch couldn't get along with the Australians or the Americans or the British. But the Canadians got along with everybody. We were friendly with the British. We were friendly with the Americans. We were friendly with the Dutch and the Australians. And Australians and Canadians just like one big happy family. We were welcome anywhere. In fact, our quartermaster and I, we just knew just about every Australian officer in the whole area, because we prowled around quite a bit. In fact, even with the RAF, we used to go over and visit them. In fact, the only fresh eggs that I saw in Australia, that's up in the northern part, were in the RAF Spitfire squadron. The CO of the squadron invited us over to his little shack that he had, and we went in, and we had a few drinks with him, and he says, if you like another beer, he says, just go to the fridge and get it. So I went to the fridge and opened up, and here's a great big bowl of fresh eggs, cooked up. I stood there and looked at it, and he said, what's the matter? I says, fresh eggs. He says, yeah. He says, do you want some? So he gave us four, two apiece. So I was driving the Jeep. Johnny Purtell had two, and I had two. So I just took mine, and I wrapped them up in some paper, and I just put them in the back of the Jeep and laid them down on the floor. And Johnny said he wasn't going to do that. He wasn't going to take a chance on losing them, so he carried one in each hand. On the way back to camp, there was a small, short bridge, and I was driving the Jeep, and I hit that bridge. It was dark, and I hit that bridge, and I think the Jeep must have lifted 2 feet off the ground about that time. And when it came down, Johnny and he broke his eggs, and he was, I think he was weeping. But anyway, I said, well, look, Johnny, if my eggs survive this, I said, I'll give you one when we get back. And sure enough, mine survived, so we each had an egg for breakfast. Everybody stood over us and looked at us, but there weren't enough to go around. Because what the Australians used to do, they used to send aircraft down down to Adelaide once a week and brought up some fresh supplies. And we didn't have that. Unfortunately, we didn't have that facility. The Americans did it, so they did the same thing, but we couldn't do it. But anyway, I look back on it now. It was an adventure, and in ways an enjoyable adventure. Because we were, I think basically because we were treated so well by the Australians during the time that we staged going up and when we came back. I think that's what saved the day for us. But otherwise, during the time we were up there, it was rather miserable. It wasn't pleasant.